Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good afternoon, everyone, to our listeners, and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Burquist, your host of Women Who Lead, and with me today, our leading lady, she fits the bill so well for our topic and our show today and our focus on our show, is I'm delighted to announce that we have Dr. Nadia Brown, who is the author of Leading Like a Lady, How to Shatter Your Inner Glass Ceiling. So, Dr. Nadia, welcome to Women Lead Radio Show.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you. So excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. I'm so excited just because you capture such our vision, and oh my gosh, I've been reading about you. And to our listeners, you need to know that Dr. Nadia is known as, she's been described as a pop of pink in a sea of navy blue. So I'm dying to know how that came about, and I know we're going to get into details, but what was it at an event that you were speaking at that you got called a pop of pink in a sea of navy blue? Because we're getting a picture of you from that.
As you can see, there I was. I was at an event with several hundred women at Women's Conference. I was one of the breakout speakers, and it was a career conference. And so there are all these women there. And as you know, from our typical corporate uniform, it was navy blue, lots of navy blue. And I just
Right.
And then there I am, this pop of pink. And so it was just that description of I stood out in the crowd, and it kind of works with my brand, and it's kind of stuck ever since.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, you are a delight, and I want all our listeners to know that this lady has a really great personality, and I can't wait to talk to you about your book. But, you know, the title of our show today is Leading Like a Lady and How to Shatter Your Inner Glass Ceiling. So I'm curious, just to back up a little bit, because you are the leader of Doyen Leadership. Can you kind of share, you know, what does Doyen really mean? Am I saying it right? It's Doyen Leadership. It's a cool name.
Thank you. Yes, you are. And that's usually the first question. How do you pronounce this? And then the second question is, what on earth does it mean? And Doyen means standout woman leader. And when I decided to start my business, I wanted something that encapsulated being authentic, being strong, and being confident as a woman leader. And when you are all of those, you are definitely not hiding out.
Okay, just you got me on that one. I'm like, stand out, don't be shy. Tell me more about kind of the evolution for you. I mean, why all the different services you do, you help women do what? Because this is one of the reasons I wanted you on the show. What do you help women do?
I help women deal with some of the challenges they face in corporate. So when we started out, Doyen was focused mostly on women in corporate America. That's where I just left. I knew what it was like to be in corporate. I knew what it was like to struggle as a woman leader, to find that balance, to be a strong leader and not be called the oh-so-lovely B word, and how do you do that? And so women just really struggle with that. That was the initial vision, and that was how Doyen was birthed. Since then, we now also work with corporations. So we go in, we do corporate training. We talk to the men. We bring them in the room. We're like, hey, look, things are changing in the corporate space. Almost 60% of our college graduates are women, and yet when you look to organizations, the majority of your senior leaders are men, but they're also baby boomers, and that generation is preparing to retire. So we have to bridge that gap and have women and men come together and leverage our unique differences so that companies can be more competitive. And now we also work with women entrepreneurs as well. So we're pretty busy over here, so I do quite a bit.
I guess so. And I want to talk about women entrepreneurs in a few minutes, but, you know, for corporate women, boy, you know, I came from commercial banking, and it was like, you know, it was a man's world, and yet there were a lot of women in middle management. And I know you came from, you're a STEM girl, you were a software engineer, right? Correct? In your corporate days?
Absolutely. Actually, both. So I started out in engineering and technology, and I ended my career in financial services. So, yeah, I spent most of my career in male-dominated fields. So I also know what it's like, if you will, to be that pop of pink in just a male-dominated world and just go in and you're like, seriously? I feel like I just stepped into the twilight zone.
I only have to laugh because when I was in banking, I was always told as a banker, never wear red. You know, I called it power red, which from the Midwest, we pretty much had three colors. It was either charcoal, pinstripe, or camel brown. You know, I mean, that was about it. Oh, and then the navy blue. But I laugh because it's like the pop of pink that is so funny. And I love how you describe yourself. But tell me this, what are some of the things, you know, seriously, that you hear that women struggle with the most as it relates to advancing in business and getting ahead? Because you must hear a lot, you know, and you came through a lot if you were in a male-dominated industry. But more than that, what do you hear are some of the biggest struggles that women have in getting ahead in business?
You know, Michelle, one of the biggest ones is confidence. And that is, even when we talk about the book, it's the shattering the inner glass ceiling. It's that lack of confidence that holds us back. And I share a story about, I'll call her Lola, this woman, oh my gosh, talk about someone, just phenomenal woman, gifted orator, and she encountered some health challenges, and so she spent several years just battling with her health, and so she hadn't been out there doing what it is that she used to do, and we sit down, and she just looks at me, she's like, I don't know if I still have what it takes. Of course,
wow.
I'm sitting here looking at her like, are you kidding me? We're all just hanging on your every word because it's just, she's so gifted. And I see that all the time. And in women that I work with or even my friends and colleagues, we're just like, okay, I know I want to do this. I have this big dream. I have this big vision. Everyone around me can see how awesome I am at what it is that I do. And then it's just that one person, they can't see it and they just get stuck. Or we just believe the things that we've been told, women are to be seen and not heard, and, you know, if we are too powerful, and then especially we're married, now we're trying to run our husbands. There are just so many different things that come into play, and women just decide, you know what, it's just easier to shrink back. It's just easier to play small, and they don't step out there and go for it.
And that comes into, I know you know, one of the things we talked about before the show is you said, you know, oh my gosh, it's like, what is the inner glass ceiling? And I love how you described that, am I getting it right? That it's kind of, it's what's in our head. I call it head trash, where, you know, we beat ourselves up and it's like the little conversations. I have to segue because there's a new movie coming out. I think it's with Disney where it talks about our inner self-talk. It's like these little characters. I'm like, if you could line them all up, right, is that the inner glass ceiling of it, is kind of like what we say to ourselves? Is that what that is? Or describe what the inner glass ceiling is a little more.
No, that's exactly it. It's just that fear, yeah. That talk is the talk that maybe things that people have said to us. I know one lady, she's in corporate, amazing manager, and she wants to move up, and she just felt like she was always trying to prove to people from when she was younger who said that she would never grow up to be anything. And so she's always feeling like she just had to prove herself in all these different scenarios. But that's what she just kept, you know, repeating to herself, that I won't ever measure up. I won't ever be good enough. Being good enough is definitely a big one. And this one I have sometimes is, I won't step out there and be more visible and go after bigger things, you know, because I need to wait to lose those last 10 pounds or whatever may come up for us as we are on this journey, right? And so it's just like, you know what, just do it anyway. You can do both. You can lose 10 pounds and you can grow your business. You can lose 10 pounds, you can go for the promotion. Just go for it.
That's pretty good perspective. I laugh because I always hear people go, well, when it's perfect, and it's like, I'll do X. And it's like, I want to go, it's never perfect. It's never done. So, oh, my gosh, you're so right. So let me ask you this in your journey, because I still want to come back to what your services are that you do and how you help women advance. It's like, how do you help them get out of their head? So what if you had a woman that was, you know, lacking in confidence or had the inner glass ceiling issue, how would you approach a woman like that, or what would be some things you'd share with our listeners and how they could get out of their own head or get rid of the head trash, as I call it?
One of the questions that I ask, and I have to ask myself, I am not immune to dealing with the inner glass ceiling by no stretch of the imagination, is a couple things. So one, when I'm what-ifing, what if this happens, what if that happens, you know, when we get stuck in that space, is what's the worst that could happen? If I take this step, what's the worst that could possibly happen for me? And anything short of death, it's like, okay, let's go for it. So that's one question that I walk through with clients is, what's the worst that could happen? Let's talk about it. And then the other another question I will ask is, what if it works out? What if everything works out very well, you know? And then what are you afraid of? And then the bigger one is it true? Because a lot of the things that we're saying to ourselves, a lot of the things that are holding us back aren't even true. And so is it true? If it's true, what are you going to do about it? And if it's not true, let's change your self-talk. And so I challenge women to think about what they're thinking about, because research shows that about 80% of our thoughts are negative. So we really are pretty hard on ourselves, and we're pretty mean to ourselves.
That's pretty good stuff, because I do think a lot of it is we hold our own selves back, you know. I'm going to segue, because I, like I said, I love your book, Leading Like a Lady. How did you, where did the book come about? Where did the concept of it come, and what kind of labor of love and hate was it to author a book? Because I too am a book author, and I know it's like, yeah, I love it and I hated it. So what was that like, and where did the concept come from your book?
That is such an arduous process. It's like, oh my gosh. So it started when I started getting out and speaking. I talked a lot about shattering the inner glass ceiling. Let's just, you know, own our power. Let's go for it. Let's get out of our ways. Rah, rah, you know, women's empowerment all the way. And when it was time to put it in book form, I was like, okay. But one of the things that I saw, and especially when I'm working with women who are in those environments where it's predominantly male, one of the tendencies we have, and you see it in organizations, is we tend to take on more masculine characteristics in order to be successful and move up in those environments. But it tends to backfire because now we're not being authentic. We're not being our true selves. I'm trying to lead like someone else. And women, everyone picks up on it, including other women. So we're like, why is she acting like this when more of these characteristics might be more powerful? And so it's really a rally cry for us to own our feminine power, if you will, own the fact that there are just innate qualities that we have as women that are very powerful and useful in leadership. And so to lead like a lady.
I love that. No, because, you know, and again, I will share with you that I hear so many women say, look, I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to be more masculine-like. I don't know what my authentic self is. I mean, do you help women kind of find what their authentic leadership style is and how to be more like, lead like a lady? I'm kind of curious. Do you do coaching as well as all the training that you do?
Yes, we also do coaching, and that's one thing we talk about. It. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Michelle, because I have had women flat out tell me, Dr. Nadia, I am not a lady. And I just start laughing.
I say that proudly, I hope. Do they say that proudly? I'm not a lady. That's pretty good.
I'm not a lady. I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, you have the wrong definition of lady. Lady doesn't mean you're a doormat. It doesn't mean that you're weak or you're just so pitiful you can't do anything. It actually is a term. It's defined as someone with authority and rights, and she is a powerful person. And so it's so funny. So part of it also is to change women's perspective around being a woman, around being a lady. And so we do have coaching programs. One of my more favorite projects is a leadership retreat where we get six women together and we just spend some time together just working through our leadership styles, what are our big dreams and visions, because there is so much noise that many women just are just lost. And one of the questions or exercises I do in workshops is I will have people look at their neighbor and say, who are you? And it's so funny. Most people laugh, and we just kind of move on. I've had women come up to me afterwards, after a session, and just be like, I don't know how to answer that question. I really don't know who I am. I've just gotten lost in all the pressures and all the demands of who I'm supposed to be that I don't really know who I am. And so we begin there.
I'm just saying that's powerful because I think you're right. I mean, if somebody asked me that question, I'd be going, whoa, let me get back to you on that one. You know, I mean, I think I could have the pat answer, but that's pretty powerful. And then do you lead them through different, you know, conversation and how to kind of find that of who are you as a woman?
Absolutely. And one of the things that even I talk about in the book, the first step is crushing the lies and getting to know the real you. Before you can really embrace or find, like you mentioned, finding my authentic style, I don't know what it is, it begins with knowing who you are in the first place. And then from there, you can start to build around that. But you have to start with getting to know who you are.
God, I love this. I think I could be on the radio with you for hours. So here's my next question. Could you talk about, you know, rule number one, if you're going to win, you've got to know the rules. Give me a taste of what a couple rules are. What are the rules, and how did that come about for you?
Well, one of the things is I was in corporate, and I had all these degrees, and I felt like I was doing everything right, and yet I wasn't winning. And I remember one time, at the time, my now husband, we were dating, and I just came home completely frustrated, and I said, how do I win the game if I don't know the rules? Because I was very aware that there were some rules that were apparent, but they weren't written down anywhere. And so it was more than just coming to work every day. It was more than putting my head down and doing a good job. There was more to it in order for me to advance and get to where I wanted to be. And so I started to ask more questions and to start paying a lot more attention. So the first thing is to realize that there are rules and it is a game. And I think sometimes we as women just take things way too seriously. And I remember there was a guy at my job, and he looked at me, and he mentioned it was a game. And I actually had an attitude. I was just like, this is not a game. You know, this is my job. I worked years to get to this point. I've been spent years in college, you know, studying and earning degrees and certifications. This is not a game. And actually it is. There are certain rules that are in place, certain things that you can do to advance your career, whether you're in corporate or you have your own business. And I think sometimes we just kind of need to chill out a bit.
I do love that, because I do think we are, as women, too serious. I mean, you know, you said the B word earlier. I'm like, we just pretty much proudly say bitch. You know what I mean? We put it out there over in our organization. But I'm like, yeah, you know, hey, wear it proudly, sister, because bitch is not a bad thing in some cases. But I do think women don't look at business as a game. You know, we're very serious about it. We know it's, you know, in or out, win or lose, that kind of thing. So, you know, from the standpoint of, like, suggestions, how can a woman, you know, to be more like the leader, how could they learn to play the game a little better? I mean, are there a couple of tips you can share with our listeners?
One, I would say, is just to just breathe. And that, this is advice to me. I am in this space right now as I look at all the things that I'm juggling, and to look for ways to make it fun, to bring fun to your workplace, to bring fun in your business. And so for instance, when you set revenue goals, make it a game. How can you put up a visual? How can you, one friend that I have and colleague, she was like, each month with her goals, she takes out a sheet of paper, she writes down her revenue goal, and then she bedazzles the paper, like she just makes it really pretty. How can you bring that type of fun in? So things that we have to do and we know we should do in our businesses in order to achieve our goals, but how do we bring that fun? For me, I write in different color inks. I have a pink notebook. You know, these are just things that I bring in. When I speak, as you saw in the picture, I have pink sunglasses so that things are so serious around what it is that we do. It is, you know, it's important. It's our livelihood, yet we work a lot, so why not have fun while doing it?
I think that's so smart, and I'm going to tell. I want to like give you a chance to let everybody know if they want to reach you, how they reach you. But I want to tell everyone the pop of pink, you know, that Dr. Nadia is talking about is on her website. So, Dr. Nadia, how do people reach you? One, if they would like to see the pop of pink in a sea of navy blue, and what's your website, and how do you want people to contact you if they have questions?
Awesome. First of all, I have a free gift for all of our listeners. So, if you whip out your cell phone, if you text the word leader to 480-725-7622. Again, that's the word leader, and that number is 480-725-7622. We have a free ebook around leadership for you. If you want to visit our website, it's doyenleadership.com, and doyen is spelled D-O-Y-E-N-N-E. That's D-O-Y-E-N-N-E. And my email is Dr. Nadia, DRNADIA at doyenleadership.com, or you can reach me directly at 480-236-5106.
Wow, that's so cool. Okay, so we all got that one, and I think your website has some great information. If people want to get the book, how do they get your book, Nadia?
Oh, my gosh, we made it available everywhere. So you can go to Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble. We have it available on Kindle, Nook, iBookstore. It's out there if you want it. Just go ahead and you can find it.
Very cool. I know I'm going to download it on Kindle. I'm loving my Kindle, but I can't wait to read your book. So for all of our listeners, make sure you know it's Leading Like a Lady, How to Shatter Your Inner Glass Ceiling by Dr. Nadia Brown. I got a couple more questions from you because I think this is fascinating. But, you know, other elements of your book, Nadia, it's like what else, you know, can you give as far as a couple of tips on how women can lead more like a lady? Besides, you know, how to win the game by knowing the rules, which I think is awesome. You know, the inner glass ceiling, which is kind of be aware of your confidence and yourself, your inner talk, so to speak. What are maybe a couple of others that you might share with our listeners if they're looking to get ahead and, I guess, lead like a lady? I love that phrase. Just know I'm going to use that, and I'll give you credit for it because I love it. I love it.
Thank you. One thing I would say is, and this is one of my favorites, is just understanding the power of I am. And so earlier I mentioned self-talk. And if we were in the same room, I would have everyone stand up and put their hands on their hips. And we would talk about power posing. And then we would have our power phrases. What are some of the things that you can say on those days when you are not feeling like a leader? You're not feeling like a lady. You just feel like you're a hot mess. What do you say to get you back in that space? And so one of my personal favorites is I stand and I just say, I am thebomb.com. And it's D-A, not T-H-E. Like, just really just have fun with it because, again, it's fun and no one can say it without laughing hysterically. Like, oh, my gosh. And then I am a powerful leader. I am an amazing wife. You know, whatever it is that you're feeling like I'm not in that headspace, I need that encouragement. These are the things that I just encourage women to have at least three of these statements in their back pocket for those days when, you know what, I'm going into something intense or I'm nervous or whatever it may be, to remind myself that I am amazing, because we're so hard on ourselves that we need to remind ourselves that there are so many more positive qualities about us than negative. And so how do we have that reminder? Another
thing. That one's good. That one's good. I like the I am. Yeah, I'm going to have to come up with a few for myself, so.
Yes. Do it. You will thank me for it later. Another tip is take off the cape. You know, stop trying to do so much by yourself. Again, this is Nadia preaching to herself in that, you know, you start, especially being an entrepreneur, we start out, we have a vision, and typically when we start, we just literally don't have the resources to do and hire a bunch of people, typically. And so we start our businesses, and now we have to wear all these hats by necessity. And then as we grow, we're like, okay, I'm at a space and a place where now I can bring on some help. But then we bring on help, and we don't let them help. So how do you build your faith team and learn to delegate? Let it go. Yeah, so, and I have a former client, she's in that space, her business is growing, she's doing all these things, she's like, Nadia, help me. She went through the whole process to put out an ad, to talk to people, to even interview them, and then it was like, okay, now what? Because, again, this is our baby, and we don't want to let it go, and we joked about, you know, it's like leaving your child with a babysitter for the first time, but you have, to do it, right? And then
that's
the
pretty
other
good.
Yeah, and so, and as that image sticks in my head, it's like, yeah, I could totally see me being a mess having to do that. And then once you get to that place where, okay, I now brought someone on, then it's give them the space and the grace to grow. You didn't get it right every single time when you started. And so how do you give them time and space and, you know, just the wiggle room in order to be able to make mistakes? And that works for us either as entrepreneurs and even in corporate. When you have people on your team, they're going to make mistakes. You make mistakes. We all make mistakes. No one is perfect. And so how do you create an environment where people feel safe making mistakes that they won't, because then, one, they won't try to cover it up, and two, they tend to be more innovative and creative when they know that their head won't be cut off, you know, because they
make mistakes. And this is what's always fabulous to, or interesting to me about interviewing, you know, women entrepreneurs that came from corporate America, because I did too. You know, if you don't mind sharing, and you can say no to me, although rarely do people say no to me, Nadia, I'm just saying. But, like, you know, this is all great stuff, but I'm kind of curious. It's like, you know, what's something that you've had to overcome? You know, I mean, when you look at all the things that you do, I mean, you sound so fun, and I hope you and I meet in person someday. And for all of our listeners, all I picture in is in a fun zone doing fun things and doing fun things in business. But what has been something that you've struggled with and that you are pretty proud that you've overcome?
that you can share with our listeners?
Oh, my gosh. I would say just struggling in my business. And I think, you know, being in corporate and excelling in corporate and doing well in corporate and then doing well in academics and then coming out and starting a business and feeling like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, where's the rule book? And then feeling like, you know, I'm on this path of building a business. I'm doing well. I'm bringing on staff. I'm bringing on, you know, team members and things like that. And then to hit a place in my business where things aren't working. I'm not leading my team well at all. I'm a hot mess. The team is a hot mess. And then to just see things kind of literally just fall apart. It was a very tough space to manage my own emotions, to have very difficult and uncomfortable conversations, to be in a place that I never thought I would ever be in. You know, when you start your business, you hear people's stories like, that won't be me. That won't be me. You know, and then you sit there and when you wake up one day, you're like, oh, my gosh, that is so me.
You're funny.
To just, you know, to deal with how do you come back from something like that. And then because I was speaking and an author and out there, it was like, you know, there were times I would go to events and people would be like, oh, my gosh, you're doing such amazing things. And I'm thinking, if you only knew. And there was a period where I felt like I was living a double life, literally like, oh, my gosh, if you only knew, things are a mess. It's nothing like it may appear. And yet to just say, you know what, I have a big dream. I have a big vision. I have a passion to serve. And I can't allow this current season to hold me back from pursuing that. And so I'm proud of having the tough conversations. I'm proud of not going in the corner and staying in the corner when I just wanted to ball up and stay in bed and cry. You know, I'm proud of just dealing with it and pushing past it and getting past my own negative self-talk. Like, okay, Nadia, you really made a mess of things. Now what, you know? Now getting where here we are and things are doing good.
I really appreciate you sharing that because, you know, one of the things that I know for our listeners is, like, whenever we're real and authentic, I mean, Nadia, thank you for that because I do think, you know, there's two philosophies I have in business as well, and that is it's never perfect and it's never done, you know, and
right.
We let ourselves get in our own way. And I hope for all of our listeners that are in listening live or, like, following up in our archives as a podcast, I hope all of you will take a look at Dr. Nadia's website. You know, I'm going to download the book on Kindle because I love Kindle. I can't wait to read your book. I hope you and I get the chance to meet in person here in San Diego. But to all of our listeners, I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening in to Women Leading the Way radio show. I want to thank our leading lady, Dr. Nadia Brown, the author of Leading Like a Lady, How to Shatter Your Inner Glass Ceiling. And I want to share that next Friday, our lovely leading lady is going to be Nikki Klug, who is the CEO of Nikki Klug Design Group. And so Nikki goes after corporate and commercial accounts and can't wait to hear kind of her journey as a leader in business. To everyone else, I hope all of you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening in. And please remember, as women in business, one of our number one goals is to make sure and go out there and support one another. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Friday.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.